David, your thoughts on tonight's County Antrim Shield win here against Dundalk?
Pleased with a lot of aspects of the game. Again, these games they can be a challenge at times. When you select players and you select the team, you're always hoping that you're gonna, you know, get people fired up and go into it. But you know, smaller crowd, you know, not really too many opposition supporters, so they can become a wee bit dull at times. I thought for large periods tonight we were okay, decent in possession. Then there was shorter periods in the game where I thought probably the game was probably a little bit dull because it was maybe a County Antrim game, and obviously we were in command of the game. But in general, pleased the way the players went about the game, pleased the way we started the game. We obviously capitalised on a mistake. Big Andy capitalised on that with his first goal for the club. So we can do better, could have done better. But all in all, again, when you reflect on the game and reflect on the start of the season, there's a lot of positives there to take tonight.
A lot of positives, none more so than Niall Quinn hat-trick. Who would have predicted that?
Probably nobody else, probably apart from Quinny. But again, Quinny's been an incredible servant of the club. Certainly for me personally as the manager, he's week in, week out, never underperforms for me, never lets me down. He has a poor game every now and again, but again, his consistency levels, and I know people at Linfield call him Mr. Consistent again, because he's earned the right for that because of his you know, not only the capabilities that he has as a player, but everything that he gives to the squad and the club that he has given. And I've always said that he's been our flag bearer for the academy. He's come through. He was one of the shining lights of people coming through and not getting picked up to go and play in England or Scotland, go and play in the amount of games that he has. So delighted for Niall. He's had a tough start this season with an injury that he sustained in pre-season. He had a little small illness in the round, so he sort of missed a little bit of pre-season, but it's always great to have somebody like Quinny back in the last sort of two, three games that he's found himself in the round the bench and coming off to make an appearance. So it's great. Pleased, really pleased for Niall. I thought he was never going to hit the last one. I think big Gary Eccles, because again, obviously with a hat-trick comes a brand new ball, and Gary's always moaning about we're always running out of balls, and Gary will have to hand over, unfortunately for him and pleasing for Quinny, a brand new ball tonight, so well deserved.
And did you know that Jimmy Callagher had a left foot pile driver from the edge of the box in his locker?
I don't know. I think I heard a supporter from the north stand. Whether it was a close associate of Jimmy or a good friend of Jimmy or whatever else, I think they shouted down to Jimmy what they thought of the strike. But it was a wonderful goal. And again, Jimmy's been a big servant, a good servant for the club. I wanted him to skipper the team tonight. Again, I spoke to Jamie beforehand, and I think we'd done it last year maybe when it was maybe Niall or one of the players were coming up with a milestone for a game, and we spoke. And I wanted Jamie to captain the game tonight because, again, it's important that not only us as a club, but certainly me as a manager, with the effort and the quality and the appearances and the good appearances that Jimmy's made for me and the club, that he skippered the club tonight in his 300th game.
That's a few 300 men we have, you know, Kirk and Niall. I think Matty Clark's not far off now, Jimmy. Obviously, Jimmy's got a lot of games. But tonight was a game for game time for, you know, Ewan McCubry, Callum Marshall, Josh Archer, you know, David Walsh in goal. So it was great to get game time and give other boys a rest.
Yes, again, that's important. And people will say, well, sure, you're only 8, 9, 10 games into the season, whatever else, but people need to understand again, certainly our own supporters at times and people who associate themselves with Linfield, that we've made the transition from where we were last year. It's not just going to happen overnight, and we need to be careful with the amount of work, the hard work that we're trying to do with the players, because we haven't done this as a group before. So we need to make sure that we're looking after some of the players, managing some of the players, and for example, like Trey Hume, 19, played a huge amount of games so far. He's played four really tough international games for Northern Ireland, and we can't just take the chance, because if we keep playing Trey, week in, week out, you know, he's going to end up breaking down, and we're not going to see the same quality that we know Trey has. Cammy Palmer was named in the 11 on Saturday, even though Cammy didn't play any minutes when he was away internationally. It just showed you what it took and taken out of him, the travel, probably the training, the intensity of the training. And he came back and he obviously had to miss the game on Saturday, be taken out and miss the game tonight. So we need to be careful. It's good we can try and manage some of the players with the squad of players that we have. It's about me trusting them, and hopefully when given the opportunities that they can go and perform and go and play well, and always keep it in my mind that don't forget about me when we need some.
All roads now point to Inver Park Monday night, Sky TV. Not a happy hunting ground in recent years for us at Inver. It would be nice to get our first win there in a few years, wouldn't it?
Yeah, of course. Again, and we'll be going down, we'll be setting up to go and get the win. It's been a tough place to go, and again, Larnach sort of excelled at in the games against us. But again, I warned the players. We spoke about the players about a record briefly after the game, just to make sure that the players will be off tomorrow, and then we'll have 4 days to prepare mentally and physically to go to Larnach. But they need to sort of understand still that. We probably underperformed down there. We got a late equaliser down there last year, which proved an important draw at the time, and Andy scored late on in the game. And then obviously the cup final, and again, I know Tiernan and the staff, they were sort of disappointed with the level of performance and whatever else after the game, the cup final. So it'll be an easy one for them. I didn't say it's going to be a revenge mission for them, but they will certainly be talking about, I've absolutely no doubt, over the next 3-4 days, those who were there in the cup final, those who played in the cup final, and they'll be made aware that they probably fell short of their standards, and they'll be looking to go and beat us on Monday night.
A huge, huge game, David, and all the very best for the live TV encounter on Monday night.
Cheers, Andy.